This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hola.
We are back for season two.
It's been
kicking it off.
Yeah, it's been so long.
He Said, Ella Dijo is still around. We are excited to jump back in with everybody. I know it's been a long break, not just from the podcast, but it's the first time I've seen my wife in pretty much almost 6 months, it feels like.
Wow, don't exaggerate. You went to Puerto Rico.
I mean, I saw her for 1 month, I guess, out of the last year.
For 5 weeks. You went home for 5 weeks. Home meaning Puerto Rico. It was amazing. But yeah, I've been gone for a while. I went to Vancouver, then I went to Miami for 3 months. Then I came home to Los Angeles for like 2 or 3 days. And then went to Puerto Rico for 3 more months to do Fantasy Island. I hope you guys watched it. It premiered last week.
And you know what? It's like, it's a perfect, I guess our personal story is perfect for sort of the theme of what we're trying to tackle in season two, which is really diving in more into relationships this season with a lot of our friends and guests that we're going to have on, because this has been a very trying and interesting year, I think, for us as a couple. This is the first time in 15 years we've ever spent probably more than 2 or 3 weeks apart. And this was like an extreme.
And you know, it's interesting because when we got married, I believe we made a promise to each other that we were not going to be more than 2 or 3 weeks apart.
Like
we
were always... Every actor in this business has this random promise that you hear that, hey, no more than 2 weeks. That's what's healthy.
We tried. We did it. I was 12 hours away.
Well, listen, COVID didn't help the situation because in both of our productions, you had to test. You couldn't travel, so you'd be testing and not travel. I mean, it made travel almost impossible.
Impossible. And Puerto Rico, it's not like I'm five hours away.
You were in Miami, but she was working Saturdays. So it was really challenging to just come home on any random weekend when she could be off on a Friday, but working a Saturday. So I think this was this was definitely our greatest test and challenge.
And we survived. Did we survive?
We did.
We had a great night last night. We survived, baby.
We did have a great night last night. That was a good night. I mean, I guess anything's great. Like after 6 months, you know, when you're hungry.
Can I tell you guys, I'm going to tell you a secret. My husband, for the first time in 15 years, last night asked me, looking into my eyes, did you masturbate while you were away?
Wow. You just went there in the first episode back?
That was so random, Eric. He has never asked me that question. I was like, excuse me? He said, did you masturbate? Anyways, I don't know why I said that. I just thought it was funny. And I'm like, 15 years later, he's asking me if I do that. Never.
Only with me. It was a crazy journey. Everybody would ask me, is Roz back yet? I'm like, man, I don't even know if she's ever coming back. That'd be my staple answer.
Did you say that?
To everybody.
Why would you say that?
Like, I don't know. And then finally, one of my co-stars, Richard, was like, is she coming back this week? I was like, I might still be married. I'll find out this week. Let's see if she shows up.
I didn't know you were, let's talk about those feelings. let's talk about that.
Listen, when your partner takes off for that long.
Well, I didn't take off. I was working.
Taking off.
But I was working. It's not like I'm going bye-bye. I'm out. I need a break. I need some space. It wasn't like that. I was working.
Bye-bye. I'm going to
I was making the
job.
Bacon, papi. Making the bacon. That's how you say it? Making the bacon, right? Yeah. Haciendo la tocineta.
She has this compulsion of she needs to feel like she's working at all times or else she's failing in life. Which I could be working and we could be fine, but she's like, nope, if I'm not working, I'm failing.
I'm unindependent.
And that is something we should take up with a therapist.
No.
Yeah,
why?
Because if you feel like you always have to be
working at the expense of
being away from the family, then it's not always good to work.
Are you joking that you're talking about that way right now?
I'm being honest. Sometimes you take a step back from work.
No, I do. I've done it before. What? I've done it before.
You didn't take a step back for 8 months.
I like to work. It makes me whole. I love it. I feel productive. I like having my own money. That's the way I was raised. So, and I think it's wonderful. And it's a great example for Sabella, for my kid, for my girl.
And then every time she finished a job, I'm not taking another job. I'm just going to come home and I got to just be with the family. And then I get an email, Eric, they just offered me this thing to go do in Mexico for like 4 weeks. Do you think I should do it? And I'm like, Roz, we just had this conversation. No, you shouldn't fucking do it. You should stay home. You don't need to work right now. You just got done working for 6 months. It's an obsession to always be working.
I didn't know. Again, I didn't know you felt like that.
No, I think it's great. I love a strong working woman. I think it's fantastic exactly. that you
You're
are
married
independent.
One. You're married one.
I know, but sometimes you have to step back and smell the donuts instead of making the bacon.
Do you make donuts? If you make the donuts, maybe I'll consider it. No, not really. You're a grapefruit.
Okay. Great. Wow. Grapefruits are fun.
You're a grapefruit. Wow, this was heavy. I didn't think in a million years
this is what I think is
that
great
we were going to tackle this.
Our new season is
and
about.
And this is for real, guys. We didn't plan this at all. We were just riffing, and I had no idea he was just going to
like
be.
Like we said, it's a therapy session.
It is.
Our new season is going to be about that. We want to see if we can help other people help us. But we can help with it. Maybe by just airing it out, people will relate. I don't know. Be able to talk about it.
Wow.
That's what I think.
I don't think you're going to have a good night tonight.
What? That's unfortunate.
I think last night is going to be the quota that was filled for a whole year.
That's unfortunate. Well,
after this whole conversation.
Like it's been already a whole year. So it's just back to the drawing
board.
Anyway,
can we talk about positive things, uplifting things?
All right.
Nobody wants to know about your
issues.
Back.
That's
people
uplifting.
Don't want to know about your issues.
You're
they want to hear about sunny skies, blue skies and beautiful things.
Okay.
We just came out of we're still in the middle of a pandemic, unfortunately.
But we are back.
We're back, guys.
Yeah, you know, everything's, I think it's as good as it can be.
Everything is great. Listen, you're working, I'm working, you're healthy, I'm healthy, the kids are healthy. We have the second season of He Said Ella Dijo, which we enjoy immensely. Dogs are good. What about Maraca, guys? I took Maraca to Puerto Rico. Maraca is going to be 15 years old, blind, deaf. All kinds of issues, and she had a blast. She became the mascota, ¿cómo se dice mascota? Mm-hmm. The mascot of Fantasy Island. She was so loved. Everybody treated her so well. It. Oh my God, what a beautiful
experience.
I mean, she's
senile. She's going crazy.
But she's okay.
And then Rosin just makes me, you know, you got home, and it's like, it's fine. She's living life. And then she's just, rah, rah, like staring at the wall. She's living life.
She's living life.
But Eric, can you get up at 5 and take her potty for me, please? Because I don't want to give up. But she's living life.
She's living life.
Eric, can you go
She's eating like a champ. She's incredible. Maraca, I love you so much. I love Maraca.
Maraca and I have a very tricky relationship.
You're fine.
We've always had a tricky relationship.
Listen to me. So what else? Eric, what else? So what did you do while I was gone?
I ran the show. I ran the house. Took care of the kids. I mean, I have help, obviously, for my mom and Delmi, our nanny, who are saviors, you know.
Yeah, two people helping him 24 hours.
I'm also working, so not 24 hours. What are you talking about? They don't live there.
24 hours.
Are you joking?
Well, when you go to bed, they leave.
No.
So you have a lot of help, which is incredible.
True. That is not true.
No, you're a very, not absent father. You're a very
absent.
No, what is the opposite of absent?
Present.
You're a very present dad. You are. Your mom and dad. When mommy is working.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, it was doing a lot of that and just a lot of filming. You know, I got to do an episode of Fantasy Island while we were in Puerto Rico.
Let's talk about that.
Which is episode 6, I think, which is going to be a lot of fun to see how that turned out.
He plays a survivalist. We have great guest stars, and Eric is one of them. I told the showrunners that Eric was going to be in Puerto Rico for 5 weeks, and if there was anything available that made sense. And immediately they offered him to do a role. And did you like it?
I had a great time. It was fun. It was great working with everybody. And I think the show is going to be a success. I think people are going to be looking forward to this escapism, you know?
I hope.
So it was cool. We got to work together, which is not our first time, obviously. But it's always fun when we get to work together.
We
laugh. We joked around. And we had, it was sweaty as hell. It's so hot. It was super humid. On some of the days we shot
a mosquito, that part of the whole thing, because Puerto Rico is it's paradise, but it's hot.
And you know what's a crazy correlation we just found out, which is just how things line up. So the show I do, The Rookie, right? We shoot at Warner Brothers, and it's so random because Fantasy Island is shot her version of Fantasy Island is shot entirely on location in Puerto Rico. They don't have sound stages. There's no studio. The original Fantasy Island was shot, like 95% of it was shot on stage at Warner Brothers on the two stages that I actually shoot my show. I just learned that.
So this was meant to be.
So that is really bizarre. Yeah. All these years later, I book a show that your original format shot on, and then you go and do that show. Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
It was meant for her to do this project.
I hope so. And I hope I'm making Ricardo Montalban, the original Rourke. I play his great niece, Elena Rourke. I hope that he is in heaven smiling down at me and appreciative and loving the fact that I am able to continue his legacy. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm freaking out. It's a big responsibility because he was such an iconic, beloved character. And now it's female and diggy, 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 diggy. And then that, oh my goodness.
But you crushed it. It'll be great.
I hope.
And the island, Puerto Rico, looks fantastic. The whole, you know, the shooting of it looks incredible. It looks beautiful.
This is so good for the tourism, for economic reasons?
The economic reasons, yeah.
The economic reasons. The crew was Puerto Rican. Like 90% of it was Puerto Rican. A lot of Puerto Rican talent. I am so proud.
It was the right sacrifice for her to stay in Puerto Rico and not come see her husband. The kids got to see her more than I did because they got to fly to Miami. They were in Miami a couple times. But I think you probably enjoyed the space. I think you enjoyed being away from me, I actually think.
I loved it.
There you go. I don't have to think anymore. I know it. You actually enjoyed the space.
I missed you. And every time I'm away, I miss you like crazy. But sometimes it's good to have a little bit of space to watch whatever I want to watch on TV, to go to bed when I want to take a sleeping pill without you telling me not to take one.
There you go. Back to pills. What are you talking? It sounds terrible when you say that.
Why?
To take a pill. You don't stop talking like that. It's you don't like take
little,
pills
it's like a little sleeping
to go to sleep.
Pill. Well, sometimes I do. I have to. So I can function the next day. And then what else I can do? Yeah. It's sometimes it's lovely. You know that you love when I'm away because you have the bed off. You.
Yeah, I mean, no, definitely. There's good in, you know, having space is a good thing. This was way too much space.
It was
but
a
having
lot.
Space
it was
is,
a lot.
Is
I was
a good
I was
thing.
Actually, you know what? Puerto Rico was a little easier because they went for 5 weeks and I have my family and I have my closest friends over there. Miami was intense and I didn't have Maraca in Miami. I didn't have the kids. And at least Maraca was able to give me a sense of normalcy. It gave me a sense of like my family's here. Miami, it was bananas. But I'm proud of what I did. I did a show called Armas de Mujer for Peacock that comes out end of the year, hopefully next year. So it's not overlap. So it doesn't overlap with Fantasy Island. That one is in Spanish and it's incredible, incredible show.
So anyways, on top of all that, we have two very fun guests coming on for our first episode that we actually know personally through working together. That's how we met. There's other friends of ours now, but Rosalind just worked with them on Fantasy Island, Dave and Odette Annabelle.
And they were so lovely. And I think, well, we were going to ask them, but I think they had a really nice time. Although she has I need to ask Odette to tell us that story about at the restaurant. It was really crazy. But anyways, they were so good. And their storyline for the show is funny. And I'm sure everybody is going to love them. We're so happy that they're part of our first coming back of He Said, Ella Dijo. Is that correct? First
no, that's terrible grammar. And we're out. What's up, guys?
Hey. Oh, it's nice to see you guys. Eric, nice to see you, buddy.
I know. I'm sorry. I missed you all in Puerto Rico.
No. You haven't so much. Are you still down there? Or are you guys done?
No, we're back. We're back. Oh, I got back a while ago to start my show, and then she just got back 2 days ago.
Not even. Like a day and a half ago. I just got back.
Was that the first time you guys had been to Puerto Rico?
No, actually. We went, how many years ago? Probably 7 years ago?
More. Ago. Probably, yeah. It was like 10 years ago, we went to Vieques.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, when they had the W there, we went to
the opening.
Our friend Daya does the Hollywood Domino.
Do you know Daya?
Yeah, we know Daya.
Oh, my God. I've known Daya since I'm in high school. I love Daya.
I love Daya.
And her sister. She's amazing.
Great family. Great family. So we went to the opening of the hotel there in Vieques. That was our only trip.
We went to the bioluminescent bay. It was one of the coolest things we've ever done. And we wanted to do it when we were in Puerto Rico, but we just didn't have time or the kid. We have time.
Well, you got to do it at night, right? Yeah. And like we got the kid.
Where I proposed to her was on the bio bay.
No.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. But it was she said yes, but it was a nightmare.
It was the whole place was empty. It was just the two of us and a guide.
We had a guide and we went out
there.
The
whole thing, nobody else.
I think we've talked about this in the past, but long story short, I had the ring. We went out there. She's in front of the kayak. I'm in the back. The guy's been instructed to like go away from us so I can say the whole speech and like
pop the question. And as soon as he starts paddling away, I start doing my thing. And she's like, Señor, Señor. And she's yelling, freaking out that he's leaving us, because that he's abandoning us.
Where the heck is he going? It's like pitch black. And I don't know how to get back. And he was keep going.
Stop. Oh, I was like, just shut up. I got to say all these things. It was a nightmare. But I mean, she's...
It was
a good laugh.
It was funny. It was amazing. I know.
It never goes the way you plan. Like never. I mean, I had a whole speech and I go down on my knee. Like,
you blacked out.
I start saying, like, you know, before I went down my knee, I literally blacked out and I just like clung to her. I was like, I love you so much.
Yeah, I love you too. What's going on here?
And then I start to go down on my knee. She's like, oh, you're not proposing, are you? And I was like, oh.
Like, is this like a yes thing or more like a no? I just curious.
Well, because I felt like I was down there for like an hour and a half before
I just didn't expect it.
Where were you guys?
We were at the San Ysidro Ranch.
Oh, beautiful.
It was so beautiful. It was amazing, but I did not see it coming. Like,
me neither.
And he had this beautiful ring. I was like, that's not real. Like, that's not real.
It literally went terrible. But it was funny, like, you know, in all honesty, like the moment it did click, like it was just great. We had like, there was kind of like a, almost like a football field size field up there where we were alone. There was nobody up there. So that worked out nicely. And then, you know, she sort of tackled me and like, you know.
After it clicked, I was like, oh, this is real.
Yes! Oh, that's so awesome.
How long have you guys been married?
It'll be 11 years in October.
Wow. Right. Past the decade.
Plays great right there.
I know. Me too. Past the decade. I'm coming out because of this one. I have beautiful, perfect black hair. And now, like, look at that because of you. No, I'm just kidding. How did you guys meet?
We didn't meet working together. We met through Ozzy.
This is my favorite part of the story is, you know, she was a fan.
She's a groupie.
She's a groupie.
I'm locking up, guys. You get it.
I don't date fans, but for you,
really. It's weird how she's not anymore. You know, like what she was.
I used to be. Now I know too much.
Exactly. Oh my God, that's so.
Is
awesome.
This when you were on Brothers and Sisters around that time?
I was actually with a boyfriend at the time, and we were watching TV. And a promo for Brothers and Sisters came on and Dave's face came on. And I just like, I had vomit of the mouth. I was like, who is that guy with my boyfriend next to me? I was like, that guy's so cute. And he was like, all right, relax. And everybody hated my boyfriend at the time. So when I went to work, I was on a show for ABC as well. And it was an international upfront. So one of my producers dragged me to Dave. He was like, I want you to meet someone. And I was like, I thought he was cute. I don't want to meet him. And it was like the most awkward exchange.
Well, I like it was Ken Olin. And I turned around and, you know, this tall, beautiful girl is standing right there. And I had bothered her mouth. They're like, oh, you're beautiful. And
I can hear you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, sorry. And so basically that was it. And then a full year later, there was some after party or something like some GQ event at where was it, Teddy's at the Roosevelt.
Yeah, when we were cool and used to do that.
Pre-kids.
Yeah.
I went in and I, you know, I had a few vodka tonics and I saw Odie dancing and I didn't remember meeting her, but I was like, oh, that girl's beautiful. And she happened to be dancing with a mutual friend. So I was like, you know, made my way over there. And I'm like, hi, I'm Dave. And she's like, oh, we've met. And I was like, that's not a great start. And then she was like, oh, that's, you know, she was like, oh, that's my boyfriend right back there. And I was like, I started walking around with that out of there. And that was it. And then literally one year later, I was just out of a breakup and you were just out of a breakup, which I didn't know at the time, but my sister was in town and she was like, oh, I'm going to go see celebrities, you know? So I was like, oh, so we went to some MTV party, you know? And she's like, she saw Ryan Felipe. She's like, I'm done. That's all I needed. This is amazing. And I saw Odette walk in on the red carpet. I was like, oh, that's that girl. That's the girl. And my sister was ready to leave. And I was like, no, man, I don't want to say hi. But I don't want to say hi right away. A little creepy. Yeah, yeah, like, let her go away. Let her get a drink, mingle a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, you got to play cool.
Yeah, I got to play cool. So, or cool for me, right? Yeah. So basically an hour goes by. My sister's like, yo, we're out. And I was like, yeah, give me a lap. like, let's do a lap. So we do a lap, and I see Odie in a closed circle of like 8 girls, right? So like, as a dude, I was like, oh, this is it's a no fly zone. So I did like the next best thing. I just sort of creeped and like went to the circle and was just like staring in to see if she would notice me.
And then from my point of view, my girlfriend was in town and she said the same thing. She's like, I just want to see some celebrities. She was in town from North Carolina. I was like, oh, okay, well, there's this party. Let's go there. And then it was sort of like the end of the night. And then my girlfriend was like, well, there's nobody here, but there is that cute guy from Brothers and Sisters. And he's like staring right at you, Odie. And I looked at him, I was like, that's that guy. And she's like, go say hi to him. I said, no, I don't want to say hi. It's been like a weird thing. We've met a couple times for 2 years in a row. She's like, I want you to meet him. So she pushes me and Dave is like right there.
I'm like, oh, hey, that's so weird.
I didn't even know you were standing right here. And then it was like kind of immediate. Well, I gave you a lot of
Well, I mean, it was like one of those things that like she could tell like I was nervous and I started like floundering and she was like, she had to go. And, you know, I was like,
if he's not going to ask me for my number, I'm out of here. So then I was like, hey, really good to see you, but I'm going to go back to my girlfriend's. And I start walking away. It was like 3, 2, 1. Hey! I was like, would it be weird if never mind. I was like, do you want my number? And he's like, that would be great.
I was like, oh, you made that so much easier. I was like, thank you.
And you were both fresh out of relationships at that point? Like you guys had just jumped back.
There was timing.
It's always timing. I mean, it took 3 years.
Was this the boyfriend? I have to say, Odette, because you and I worked together like on South Beach is when I first met you.
Yes.
I did a guest star on that show and you were with a dude. Was it that same guy and nobody liked that guy?
That guy.
That's the same boyfriend. That's funny.
Yes. You remember him?
I specifically, because he was on set like the entire time with you. He was in Miami. And I remember, I think it was like, it was just like, you could tell that not a lot of people liked the guy, but you were with him.
Weird vibe.
Yeah, there was a weird vibe. That's funny.
That's interesting.
But look at you. You're validating.
Well, she actually.
I love Dave, and I work with Dave too. And
I know. We go way back. I mean, it's just so wild. And we have so many mutual friends. It's just so cool that we got to work together too now, Roslyn.
I know. So, how do you guys navigate? So, it's been 11 years. You're both actors. I'm sure you've had to do the whole long distance because somebody's relocating somewhere else. How do you guys navigate that whole dynamic now with a kid? Do you guys make a conscious decision not to work?
We just went through hell with
different.
It.
I know, that's what we're saying. Like I've been gone for like 8 months and it's been hell.
It is one of the trickiest parts of our job, I would say, right? Is because, you know, there's so many good things and so many bad things, but getting that call and you're like, oh, you might have to go to Puerto Rico for 6 months, you know, wherever that is. And you're like, oh, we got to there's a lot of logistics we got to figure out. I think overall in our career so far, we've been fairly lucky where one of us is working, one of us not, you know, where it's been a nice balance. We've been able to like keep our home base in LA. But
well, for many years before we had Charlie, we kind of kept it with, and we understand that this was a luxury, New York or LA. Mm-hmm. And it worked out for us that one of us would either take the job, you know, that shoots in New York. So then the other one would come with, there was one time where we decided to do, Dave did a series regular show in Atlanta and I did a mini series in New Orleans. And that got a little tricky because gosh, when you're not together for more than, I would say 2 weeks at a time,
I just said this before, like there's this 2 week thing that everybody talks about in this business, but it's hard to keep it.
Yeah, you start to feel that disconnect. And I think, you know, human nature, you need to be social and you need to have, you know, your person, your partner, and as great as now FaceTime is and the whole thing, I think that's kind of changed a little, the game a little bit. But I still think that, you know, it's tough when you go more than 2 weeks, I would say.
Well, because especially when you're, you know, been fortunate enough, you know, when you're series regulars, like you're working a lot.
Yeah. Right?
So it's not just easy to pack up and leave and go see, you know, each other every 2 weeks. And then, you know, it's distance, right? So it's like you're talking about, hey, going out with your friends from the crew, or you'd be like, oh, that's that, you have a whole separate life.
And yeah.
we have a whole separate life. And it's like, you know, you can't expect your partner to just, you know, sit in their room the whole time. But at the same time, that does bring a lot of like, oh, well, I kind of wish I was there. Or, you mm-hmm. know, who's that? You know, that's a new name, you know?
Yeah. Because that's all the thing, that because you don't know, for the most part, you don't know the person that your partner is working with, you know? And as much as she's so awesome. Oh, he's so great. You know, he's married. They're so fantastic. You don't know them, you know? So there's always that, what if, there's always that thing about, I wonder if they get along a little too well, you know?
And it's funny, like with us, so every time I've had to travel, I can't sit in my room. Like I will go by myself and just sit at a restaurant. If it's not with people from my cast or crew, I have to be going. I just get bored.
No, but you're absurd.
No, I'm not. I go anywhere.
Absurd.
Like, she'll be like, where are you? I'm like, I don't know. I'm at a restaurant. He I'm at a bar. I'm just hanging out.
He is out and about. Every time he travels, like on location, he is out and about for absolutely no reason. He said, you can order freaking room service.
She stays in the entire time. She doesn't leave her room.
I don't have to leave.
But then if she goes out.
I'm the same. I like this. I'm just now an old man. I can't. I'm like, I'm set up shop.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm reading, I'm watching, I'm whatever. I'm writing, I'm doing something. He's like, well, where are you? Oh, I went to the gym. And then I'm going to go grab something to eat. And then I might just walk around. I'm going, for real?
Dave does like to walk a lot. I'm like, what do you mean you're walking? It's a new city. Like, what do you mean? I'm in my room ordering room service. And I'm sleeping.
Exactly. It's so weird. It's so weird.
We worked in Toronto. We did a Christmas movie in Toronto. It was like 2 years ago or something like that. And I was just like, you know what? I think I'm going to walk to work every day. You know, everything. Oh, and it was kind of like, I was just like, oh, I'm taking the city, you know, listening to my music or a podcast or something. And I like to feel the energy of just like, you know, sort of walking.
Yeah,
he's plus it was a lot of time together. Married, Christmas movie, like he's
a walker though. He's a New Yorker. He will choose the furthest parking spot ever, always, no matter
this
what.
This is a therapy session.
That will be my biggest nightmare right there.
I'm like, bro, you can't like choose the spot closest is not the one he'll ever go to.
Yeah, well, Odio sit there for 25 minutes and wait for some old lady to back out.
You're taking longer.
Listen, this is Eric. He doesn't want to spend the whatever $5, 10, 15 that valet will cost.
I hate Eric wasting.
Winter. Eric Winter. So there's valet, very comfortable. I'm high heels. You can easily just go to valet so I can walk a couple of steps. No, he likes to park like that the way at the back.
I will park.
Because of $5.
No, I will park valet. I find it stupid sometimes. I get frustrated where I'm like, there's a meter right there.
I don't want a meter. I want the valet.
It's right there. And she's like, no, it's going to just drop me up at the valet. I'm like, fuck. It's just by the meter right there.
Well, we're in Austin, Texas now. We live in Texas and there's no valets anywhere.
Why?
I'm going.
Why?
What I kind of love, like you're able to go to a store and just walk up and park.
You
don't have to pay for parking.
Don't pay for parking.
Usually every restaurant has a playground for kids. Our minds are blown. We're like, really? Wait a second, what is happening here?
It's amazing.
So why did you decide Austin, Texas? When did that happen and why?
I mean, so many factors, but Dave's family actually moved here from New York probably over 10 years ago.
Six or 7 years ago. So my younger sister is here with my brother-in-law, who's great. They have three daughters. My folks just moved here about an hour north of Austin, right? So, you know, I think personal reasons, like for us and our marriage and our family, you know, it was easy for us to get a little lost there and in Los Angeles and, you know, priorities. And, you know, we just sort of wanted to focus on our family. And then, you know, COVID hit and that was, we were quarantining, you know, started in March. So we were there till May. And then, you know, it's like you didn't leave your house at all. And then, you know, we FaceTimed my sister and the kids were just running around in the woods and playing. And it was kind of like, you know, we're in concrete jungle, specifically where we were in Los Angeles. And we came down to visit and we're just like, oh man, this is...
We rented a little lake house. Right.
Yeah, we rented a lake house. So we had lake life and we're like, oh, this feels great. And we originally were looking for a place to rent, you know, like just for a year, get out of LA. And... It was kind of slim pickings because I don't think we were alone. A lot of people were sort of leaving the big cities and coming down, you know, coming down to Texas. So we found this, we looked at a bunch of houses and we found this house that was,
And it checked off all the boxes.
We're in a, okay. we're in a gated neighborhood. Basically, we're on two golf courses.
Dave's dream.
My dream. And, you know, it was $1.5 million cheaper. You know, and so it was one of those things where it's like, you know, this is, you know, and it was, I don't want to say it was tough to convince Odette, but Odette's family is all in Riverside, like Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those things. I was like, this, we're not signing a life contract, you know, just this, this is, I was like, let's call this like our wait and see house, right? Let's move there and wait and see and like live, you know, life is experience and different experiences. And let's go down there and learn how to fish and, you know, just have this whole different Texas life and see, you know, where we
end up. In many ways, we've started a brand new chapter in our marriage and in parenthood. And, you know, we really needed to start fresh for so many reasons, but you know, I think I struggled because I'm a California girl through and through. My family is there. I'm Cuban. And so I have a very, very close knit family that I speak to all the time. And, you know, we were at arm's length from them. We were about an hour away and my parents are so great with Charlie and they had a great relationship. So I had that, like, I don't know how I feel about this. And specifically, I really love to work, you know, and I didn't see how in my mind moving to Texas was going to open any doors for us in the career way. Mm-hmm. But as we had it, and as the universe, God, whatever you like to say, works, a month into us moving out, I got a call. I think Dave actually reached out and saw that there was a reboot of Walker Texas Ranger.
We're doing Walker.
In Austin. And then a month later, they called me and they're like, hey, do you want to be on the show? We heard that you moved here.
That's
so
amazing.
It was kind of like, you know, we were being guided. It was like, oh, here's this job. Don't worry. You're on the right path.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's just I think everybody needs their own shakeup, whatever that is. Right. And this was our shakeup. You know, we, you know, no nanny, you know, we got a babysitter and like, it's all us. And I think that's, hard, but rewarding. And it was just something very different for us that we just
went
sort of
from having a full-time nanny, you know, the whole deal,
Sort of the norm. I don't want to say it's the norm, but
do you think it's working out? I mean, this is a personal question, very personal. So you guys don't have to answer, but do you think it's been better for the marriage? It has brought you guys more together?
I would say it's a brand new marriage. Wow, you know, and you know, everything for me specifically has been put into perspective. And I think that you can get really lost in Los Angeles, even just as a parent. There's so many invites, there's so many, your brain is filled with all these things that you feel like you have to do until you're removed and your focus specifically. And I think the pandemic did this for a lot of people, and it either made marriages, it broke marriages, it, you know, it brought you stronger. For us specifically, it really did bring us together. And, you know, I think that being in a quiet place like this and being immersed in nature, I don't know if you can see, but we're at the top of trees here. Every view that you see in our house,
it's just trees,
treetops, and it's nature. Yeah. And it was something that, you know, I was raised on a farm growing up, and it was something that I kind of sort of forgot about. And now we see deer. And I mean, I had to, you know, swerve off the side of the road because there was a turtle crossing.
Wow.
It's just a different, it's a different life, but I also still get my city. Like, Austin is a really rad city. It's so alive. We had friends in town, and it's live music and the city is alive and
went to the Soho House. You know, it's still, we're still like part of the,
you can get your fix. You can get your fix when you need it, but you can go back and have your space and have your privacy and have the family. And that's, you know, we've talked about it. It's funny a lot too, because I'm from LA. I'm born and raised here. It's all I know as well. But we've been getting the same kind of itch about, do we need to just get out of here? Do we need to change? It's, I think also with this stint of her being gone for so long was also just, it was a shock for our marriage. Again, we've never had this kind of distance before over this long of a time. And it was just a lot of, we need to shake it up. Like, we might need change. We might need something different. And like that, a bit of being thrown into something, which is kind of like a survival in a way, because you're having to do it together and figure it out and navigate this new land that you're going to. it brings you together. It shakes it up. You know, you have to start over.
Yeah. And that's what it really, you know, it did. I mean, it, you know, it's no secret, you know, we were kind of on a break in our marriage, right? We separated for a little bit and the pandemic, you know, sort of made a decision like, hey, we're a family, no matter what happens, we're, you know, we're going to ride this. It was very scary at the beginning and, you know, as it is now, but, you know, we all know different scary. And so that was kind of a no brainer for us. And, you know, as that time together and realizing what was important, that really brought us closer together. And
you guys separated for how long?
About 6 months.
Yeah, it's about 6 months.
Like and, moved apart.
And this is with Charlie already. How old was Charlie?
Four.
Yeah, Charlie's, she was four.
She was four.
Yeah.
So, we
sold our house. And so that's sort of like how it all kind of
unraveled. Oh, so the house was already done and you were living in your own spaces. So that was sort of one thing gone. Like it was a huge, you know, the house is not there. So now you got to rebuild and start something different.
We actually fortunately sold our house like 2 days before the stocks crashed.
Oh, wow.
At the beginning of Corona. So yeah, then basically it was that decision, like she was renting a spot, I was renting a spot. I was actually living on my friend's boat for a while in the marina, which was crazy and cool and different. And like,
we've got a story.
But Jesus Christ, first time we got, no. So then we, you know, that's when I moved in and then that's when, you know, a lot of work, right? A lot of real honest conversations and therapy and focus about what is important in this life.
So given the relationship a second chance, another opportunity, was it because of Charlie? You guys are parents, so you want to be responsible? Or was it because, you know what, besides Charlie, we realized after 6 months, I want to work it out because you're my soul amplifier? You know, like what was it?
Of course, Charlie's going to be a factor.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, because she's our daughter. But truly and honestly, when we were kind of forced to, and we made the choice, of course, you're not forced. We made the choice to quarantine together for our daughter, okay. Co-parenting together because, you know, we didn't know what was going on.
But we also, to preface that or context, like we were still like kind to each other.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like it
you
was
kept
never.
The respect.
Right. Well, you know, we're both parents and, you know, that choice for separation wasn't, you know, something light. It wasn't, you know, passing in the wind something. And so, you know, we were told and guided and the right people and our right instincts that like, this is, we're going to be know each other for the rest of our lives. We need to be friends. Like, and somebody said it great, like, you know, and when Charlie gets married, do you guys want to be on, you know, either side of the aisle with this sort of animosity, or do you want to be holding hands, whether you're together or your own partners, be crying and celebrating together? And it's just that clear. Like we sort of know what we wanted. And so when we did decide to move in, it was, you know, there was not like, we didn't have to get through too much to be kind to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like there was never any of that. But, you know, through that process, you know, we really fell in love again. And that was through a lot of therapy, through a lot of really tough conversations and you know, just being a family, just me, her, and Charlie, with nothing to do. And, you know,
complete presence with each other.
Yeah, just
haven't had in a long time.
Yeah, like there's no distractions. There's no going to lunch with friends or going to this or like, it was like, yo, you're here. We're playing Candyland every night. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like literally a family, and that was something that you know, we'll weirdly always be grateful for.
Oh yeah,
you know,
talk about a silver lining
for sure with the pandemic for sure. So wait, did you move on to the boat, Odette?
No,
it was him.
When they moved back in together, did she move on to the boat?
True Texas, let's go on a boat.
We're actually still on it.
Yeah, on the boat. So yeah, so you guys quarantined together, which clearly, I mean, the way you broke it down, I think is going to be, I think, inspiring for a lot of people to hear in general, even for us, like to know that you can work through such a tough time and still rediscover each other and have that respect the entire time and build upon that foundation that you guys had for all those years. I mean, that's incredible.
Thank you for the lesson. That was so valuable, guys.
Who makes the first move, by the way, when you guys are back living together and you're deciding, okay, do we cross that line? Who made the first move?
I think that was me.
No way!
Good for you!
No way!
Oh, let's go back to the earlier conversation.
He didn't go, and get in
there. You know, but you know what led us to sort of get back, or let me just say this. It wouldn't have happened if we each in our individual journeys in that 6 months didn't do a lot of work on ourselves.
Correct. Mm.
And that was something that, you know, I went to a 5-day silent retreat, like meditation.
You did one of those. You don't speak the entire time, right?
Don't speak.
Really hard for Dave.
Yeah,
that'd be brutal for me.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
I don't know if I could.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
I have a lot of respect for you for doing that.
You can't, like, and it was, you know, because I had no idea what I was doing either. You know, I was sort of like, was really into meditation. And, you know, I'd heard about this and I was like, oh, that's something like, you know, I was like alone. I was like, let me try this, right? I'm, you know, whatever. She's got the kid. I'm like, I'm going to go do something different. And, you know, I was always like, oh, is this going to be like, I'm going to be like, oh, hi, good morning. You know, like, oh, shouldn't have said that. But the woman that was running it said something like the first night, because you go and you have dinner, you meet, you know, there were 16 of us. And, you know, basically I was in a room, I had 5 roommates, you know, like, and I'm like literally in a room with 5 roommates. You don't speak the whole time. It's really wild.
That's weird.
But the first night they were like, you know, your instinct may be to like say hi or to make a joke, but she's like, I want you to remember that that's your instinct. And what the other person is, you don't know what the other person's going through. Mm-hmm. And you might take them out of their mold. Right. Wow. Their beautiful moment with themselves. And you just trying to be like, hey, how's it going? You know, could really shake them up. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's not about me. I was like, oh, all right. That really helped me, like not speak. So, I mean, it was wild. We were meditating 5 times a day. And I only basically meditated, you know, 10 minutes a day was kind of my thing. But, you know, we had like hour meditations. And I was like, yo, but I tell you what. I've never been clearer in my life, wow, in my mind. And like, I was just crystal clear. And I was like, holy shit, this is a whole different way of like seeing the world. Like I had a zoomed out perspective of everything and I felt great. And, you know, I think there was a lot of
work. Did you notice a difference with that when he came back?
No, yeah.
No, he was back to himself.
He's like, no, no, he needs to go back.
No, absolutely. You know, it's true. I mean, if you don't have your own individual journey and whatever that may be, I don't think that we would have been able to come together in the way that we did. I had my own, you know, reflections and time with therapists and really just working on myself and finding that self-love in order to truly love anybody else. I think you got to really find who you are and you know what you're about and how you're going to recalibrate through going through some things, you know, so traumatic. And so when we quarantined together, I think we had a different foundation for ourselves that we didn't have before, where it was more of like a codependent thing. Yeah. And I think we were coming in as two whole people. And that was the basis of our new relationship.
We had a real, you know, awareness too of, you know, not getting back together because it's comfortable,
because it's Charlie,
because it's easy. And like, we're both very open about, we need to choose one another again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And once that choice is made, then everything else will sort of fall into place. And that
did happen. Yeah. You know, there was like a specific moment where like, I choose you, let's do this.
Tears.
Wow. Oh, that's great, yeah.
She's trying to French kiss me the whole time. Yeah. You know?
She's putting on the moves, Dave.
I mean, she's only human. Zero stopping.
She was a fan after all.
Yeah, the fan,
she was
the fan came back.
The fan. They always come back. Right?
They always come back. Wow.
Fans for life.
We're going to take a break for a second, and then we will
We're going to play a little something called talking caca. You know what's caca?
Talking shit. You know what caca is? That's not a Spanish
listen
word.
Listen to me. Yes, it is, caca. Listen to me. Is it true that you're half Puerto Rican? That's not true, Dave?
We want to solve this mystery.
I'm a quarter.
Well, I didn't know you had
so
any
you
Puerto
Rican.
So
you do have Puerto Rican blood. I didn't know that. I was going against Wikipedia. I'm going, Wikipedia is bullshit. That's not even true.
Yeah, our producer's true. Like, he's not Puerto Rican.
My grandma came over when she was 16. She was born, and her parents, no English, abuelita, abuelito.
Abuelita,
you know, that whole side of the family, no English.
Where was your grandmother born?
San Sebastian is beautiful. Okay, so we're gonna come back and we're gonna play something called Talking Caca. Talking it's just Hablando like como se dice, like really fast,
we'll
like
rapid questions and answers,
rapid fire thingy. Okay, so we'll be back. So we are back on He Said, Ella Dijo with our good friends. Thank you, Dave and Odette. This has been so interesting and positive and needed, especially because, listen, you guys are actors. We're actors, so we understand the lifestyle.
And
you know?
I think anybody can relate to it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody goes through these problems and everybody has things they have to work through. And marriage is not easy. Marriage becomes a job at some point that if you don't put in the time and the energy, you're going to lose your job.
You're going to lose
your marriage. It's not just the honeymoon phase fades.
I know. So we're going to now play something called Talking Caca. And this is just going to be just for fun. You know, we talked a lot of deep, deep substance. Now we're just going to keep it light and fun. So very fast. Do you believe opposites attract?
Yes.
All this is a what?
Opposites attract. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you believe in soulmates?
Yes.
I would have answered the same way.
But we're still both looking for ours.
I know. Yes. Yeah. That's funny. What's the best way to end an argument?
Oh, I like that.
Sex?
We should try that more. I always have to have the last word.
I mean, I think apologizing.
Oh, it's weird. We have
The sex is the apology.
No.
That's not an apology.
Eric will talk about the same topic over and over for 24 hours until he hears apology or thank you. Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry and I'm good.
Exactly.
Okay, if you're having a crappy day, what would you want your wife or husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, okay, wife or husband to do to help if you're having a crappy day?
Sex.
I couldn't agree more. It's perfect. Okay.
You too? Everything is solved with sex. Okay.
Odette, what about you?
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
That's
it's a
me.
Space.
That's perfect. Just leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Leave me alone. Exactly. Do not talk to me.
Okay.
What kind of affection do you want to get in public? What is too much and what is too little? Are you guys like lovey-dovey? Like those couples that are like, all day long?
100%. I try. Listen, all I want is a handhold, right? Just like, we're walking, just a handhold or just a little attention.
I can do a handhold, but I am not. I feel very uncomfortable when I see couples just making out, doing the whole thing.
I think it's stupid.
Stupid.
For all you people listening that do that, sorry.
You guys, are, you do that, you're stupid. Just so you know. If you do that, you're stupid.
No. All right, ideal date night.
Oh my god.
I know Dave's answer already. Leave me alone.
These are our two answers for everyone.
We're exactly the same.
Leave me alone.
Dinner and sex. Dinner and leave me alone.
No, dinner and leave me alone. Take me to a nice dinner and then don't talk to me.
I'm getting older. I'm like, let's have sex before dinner. So
I can go. That's when I'm so tired later.
Oh my god.
I'm going to sleep.
Oh my god. That would be me. Ideal Valentine's Day.
Probably same answer.
Sex. I look at the next one. On a scale of 1 to 100, how important is sex? We know the answer to that. 200.
Well, Dave's answer.
It's
100 for me too.
Oh god.
Hey, listen, gotta connect.
I agree. It's like a major.
Best relationship advice you can give.
Do the work.
Stay present.
Do the work.
That's good.
Do the work. You're right, Eric.
Can you or should you
stay friends with your ex?
I think some people can do that and make it work. I don't think it usually works.
Yeah, I think there's an awareness, like, upside, downside. What's the upside of being your friends with your ex? Like, what does it add or vice versa?
I remember that when we were both married before, and my husband was English, and his brother married a Puerto Rican, funny enough. So it was two Englishmen with two Puerto Ricans. So of course we became really, really close, really good friends. And then we got divorced and I stayed very close to Ronnie and Clarissa because they were like family to me. And that lasted how long? At some point you were like, is it necessary?
I'm not saying you'd be enemies with your ex, but I don't see the point in like maintaining a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where are you headed?
It's a nice thought, I think, but
yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
No, it is. It is weird.
All right. Can couples actually be best friends?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
I would say that Dave and I are best friends. For sure.
We like to do the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just sex.
Sex, golf, and more sex.
Oh my god.
All right, best and last question, best pickup line.
I've got nothing. What's yours?
How much does the polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice.
Enough to break the ice. Like to break the ice with somebody.
What is your best pickup line?
My best pickup line?
My name is Eric. Can I buy you a drink? That was his pickup line to me.
I'm not good with pickup lines. I agree.
You don't need it, bro. You're too handsome. You don't need it, bro.
I'm terrible with pickup lines.
Just smile.
I don't know. Smile, exactly. Just smile. Just be cute. That's a pickup line.
Just be yourself.
Yeah. Just be funny.
Well, thanks, guys. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
It's so good to see you guys.
You can catch Dave and Odette Annabelle this week on Fantasy Island on Fox.
They have an incredible storyline, Body Swaps. It was a lot of fun. You know what? Can I tell you something, guys? And this is a true story. All the writers and all the crew members and even Kiara and John, the other two series regulars, their favorite episode and their favorite storyline is your storyline.
They love you guys.
So people are going to enjoy it.
That's awesome. We really did. Loved everybody. It was such a great experience. I mean, and we had a really great time shooting it. I mean, we did a little ADR and I was cracking. I was like, this is funny.
You came to play each other.
That's awesome. That's so good. I'm so glad you guys loved it. Hopefully we can do it over and over again.
Well, our characters will have to come back for season 2.
That'll
for
be
sure.
Awesome. There you go. That'll be awesome. All right. Thank you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
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 So how do you feel about that incredible story that they got separated, then went back together?
I mean, so cool,
together?
First of all, to be able to connect with friends of ours, and I didn't know all of that. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, we're friends with them, and we don't talk to them on a regular basis, but to learn all of that and have them share their journey.
I'm so glad they worked it out.
Yeah, me too, and very, very helpful for, I think, for many reasons, for hopefully our listeners and for us, some perspective.
Some perspective. Are we moving so we can stay solid?
We might have to move by them.
Austin, Texas?
Yeah.
Why don't we go to Miami?
Well, that's another episode. All right. Thanks for listening and glad to be back.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Subscribe to He Said Ella Dijo on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts.